This is the Eagle 98.1 Feel Good Friday, presented by HomeBet. Good for business, good for life. Let's smile
up. And for today's Home Bank Feel Good Friday segment, we are featuring the Bella Bowman Foundation. And I'm on the line now with Kim Bowman. Kim, happy Friday. Thanks for joining me on Eagle today.
Well, thank you. We're so glad to be able to be on your show.
Absolutely. So what can you tell us about the Bella Bowman Foundation? For someone listening right now, what are you guys all about and how did it get started?
So Bella was our 8-year-old daughter, and she had a brain tumor. And in 2011, she was diagnosed on January 1st, 2011. You have no idea what that even brings into your life. Your whole life, all your expectations, everything you ever dreamed of or thought of, it totally changes. And Bella went through a major brain surgery here in Baton Rouge at Arleigh Lake Children's Hospital. And then we were brought to St. Jude Research Hospital in Memphis. And that's where she received her radiation to make sure that the tumor didn't come back. She just muscled through everything. She had such courage and strength. And, you know, we were the weak ones watching her go through all this. And later that year, the same year, 2011, she started to show some aggression. And is the tumor back? What's going on? And so we went back to St. Jude, and they said, well, it's a radiation necrosis, meaning that the radiation has worked just a little too good, and it's inside her brainstem. We really can't get in there with surgery. So we did some other things that were experimental, some treatments, and it just didn't work. So we came back home to Baton Rouge December and of that year, of 2011. And she ended up passing away on the 23rd of December. You know, the weirdest thing I'm about to say is that the last 10 days of her life were the most memorable and amazing days with her. And we were given so much support pretty much the whole year. But those last 10 days, I mean, this community just came through and helped in any way possible to make that each day so special for her. And for my husband and I, and our daughter at the time, Baylor, her sister was 4. And we just had such lasting memories. So shortly after she passed away in January, February, we were just like, we've got to give back. We've got to do something. Our grief was just so bad that we wanted to do something with all this grief. And so we started the Bella Bowman Foundation, and it's morphed into something more than we could have ever imagined in the last 10 years. We have 3 components. One is that we have a research study with LSU. We just came out with a press release about granting the second grant to them for their PhD program for trying to find safer ways to treat brain cancer with radiation. And they've gotten a lot of great things out of it. We're so excited to hear what's going to happen with this next set of students. So that's our research side. And we have an educational side where we go and we talk to physicians, and we help with seminars about on a parent's perspective of how having a child with cancer, and then also palliative and hospice care from only a parent perspective, not a medical perspective. And then our third component is comfort care. This is a big one. This is the one that's really near and dear to my heart. And we go to hospitals and we really give comfort to those families who are battling cancer, and also other medically fragile children, because we just realized that they're going through the same thing that we went through. And since the last 10 years, we have done, you know, we have over 30 characters that we go visit children in the hospital. We have a comfort care bag that we give to the couple hospitals in town. A nice bag to tote things around, a blanket, a roll of quarters, a hairbrush, toothbrush, toothpaste, things that you don't realize that you may be going to the hospital and you're not coming home for a couple of weeks, and you need these comforting things. So we donate those right now to Arleigh Lake Children's Hospital. We are now in Children's New Orleans Hospital and also in Women's Hospital. That part of the program has really been a big piece. We started with that from the very get-go, and a comfort care bag has really changed a lot of families' lives and helped with their journeys while they've been in the hospital. But we also, when Arleigh Lake Children's Hospital opened their doors and we're building their new freestanding hospital, we sponsored a couple of the playrooms in the oncology ward, but we also did a room called Bella's Room. And Bella's Room is a room that's bigger than all the others in the hospital. And it is for children who go into palliative care and end-of-life care. So this room is specifically there for that whole entire family to have those long-lasting memories like we did. And we are sometimes a part of that journey with them. And it's just a rewarding thing to be able to walk with those families through what we ourselves went through. And, you know, we're helping the frontline workers right now with COVID, and we're really just trying to figure out where we can help during all these times. And, you know, Stella is leading us in this direction and really helping our team just really help so many families, as many people as we can.
We're chatting with Kim Bowman about the Bella Bowman Foundation. So another part of our Home Bank Feel Good Friday segment that I ask you is, how can we help you? I see you have an event coming up here. You want to talk about that?
Well, sure, yeah. One way you can help is we have our big annual event is Bella's Ball. This is our 10th annual year, and we did have to push it back to December 1st. It's our new date of the year. And we're really looking forward to have it. It's a silent and live auction. It is over 25 restaurants and fun drinks and cocktails and food, and it's all included in your ticket purchase. And it's just a really great time. We have some fun entertainment going on, and then we have these amazing honorees that we bring up, and we really, really show you where your dollar is going, what are we doing with it, how it's helping these families. And it's just a really fun night. And I will tell you, the best thing that I hear from people when they leave, they say, there's two things. I had a really good time, and I really know where my dollar went. And that's all we want. We want you to have a good time, and we really want you to know who we are and what we're doing. You know, another way to donate is just go to the website. Donate for a comfort care bag. You can donate for an iPad for a child that we give with cancer once a month. There's so many things that you can see, and it's all on the website, and we are also on social media, on Instagram and Facebook. It is bellabowman.org. And if you go to the website, it'll show you all our social medias, how you can just get right into it with Facebook and Instagram. It's the Bella Bowman Foundation. Everything is on the website, so bellabowman.org.
Well, Kim, another part of this too is that Home Bank is going to give you a donation of $100, and the Guarantee Foundation is going to match that. So we're going to send your foundation a check for $200, you know, being featured today.
Oh, that's amazing. Oh, my goodness. Thank you so much. You know, every dollar really counts, and we just appreciate all the support. It just means so much to us, and we just can't wait to help the next family. So thank you so much.
You know, I'm always inspired by you parents who lose a child at such a young age, but you turn it around and use it to help others. It's very inspiring, Kim, what you're doing.
Oh, well, thank you. Well, it was Bella, and she showed us how to have courage, strength, faith, and belief, and we use all four of those words to get us through every day, and I'm just lucky enough to be her mom. We're just happy to help.
Kim Bowman is who we've been chatting with today for the Home Bank Feel Good Friday on the Bella Bowman Foundation. Again, information on Bella's Ball and how to help them out online at bellabowman.org. Kim, thank you so much for joining us on Eagle today.
Thank you so much.